Hey folks, Lauren Shippen here with another audio drama recommendation for you. Today I want to talk about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Honey, I'm home. You all right, dude?
Yeah, fine.
Is that my phone?
Yeah, you left it. The alarm started going off, so I, you know. Anyway, what are we eating tonight?
Barbecue. We are finally in a state with good barbecue.
Ooh, did you get...
Cornbread, obviously. I have met you.
Yes. Oh, man, this smells amazing.
Don't say I never do anything for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't dream of it. So, how was the outside world today?
Pretty all right. It's hot.
Oh, yeah, weather. Hey, what's that like?
Look, I know you're getting a little cabin fevery, but...
But it's best for me to stay out of sight. It's been almost 3 months, Damien. I think we're probably safe.
Do you want to be taken back to that place? Yeah, didn't think so. Better safe than sorry.
Why do I have the feeling you've never said that expression before in your life? We've been playing it safe for a while now, and pretty soon I'm gonna go nuts here from being cooped up like this.
Well, I want you to stay inside during the day, so that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't need to be reminded. Thanks. Did you ever consider that maybe the guy who spent 4 years in captivity wouldn't want to be held hostage anymore?
Oh, please, you're not being held hostage. I am helping you.
What's the end game here? How long could we possibly keep doing this?
Considering we're not paying for these rooms or the food? Forever, probably.
God, you are such an asshat sometimes.
What, you gotta complain about free room and board?
I haven't paid for rent since 2011. Doesn't mean I'm happy about it.
Once you get better, we can figure out what the next step is.
And by get better, you mean get my power back, right? Because I am better in every other sense. I've gained weight, I can walk more than the length of a hallway now. The nightmares are... well... I mean, they're not every night anymore, are they? If my power was coming back, it would have.
But you said yourself they couldn't have taken it from you.
Well, then maybe it just doesn't work with you.
Do you think that's possible?
I don't know, maybe. The point is, we need to get back home. I need to talk to my sister and find Sam and try to figure this out.
No, not yet. You Damn just need it. To get through whatever mental block you've got going on. Figure out how to access your ability. You can do it, I know you can.
Your belief in me is really nice, Damien, but I need to talk to Joan. You need to let me go talk to her.
I don't want you to, so you can't.
Damien, I swear to God, if you just...
We can figure this out on our own, all right? What does it feel like? Tapping into someone else's power.
What?
Come on, we haven't really talked about how your power actually works. Maybe if you talk about it, you... Well, it's worth a try.
Fine. I don't know. It's different for each person. Every person's mind feels different to you, yeah? It's like that, except physical. If I'm near a pyrokinetic, I'll start to feel hot. If someone's with invisibility power, I'll get all tingly, that kind of stuff. It's like my body has an atypical proximity alarm.
Do you feel anything around me?
Well, it's hard to tell. I feel your power, you wanting something and it becoming my own, but I don't know if there's something else that I can't feel. Some way to get hold of your power for myself.
But I would still be able to use my ability around you, right? You don't, like, take it from me.
Yeah, chill. I'm not gonna steal your mind control superpower.
It's not mind control.
What?
It's not mind control. Your sister was always adamant about that.
Why do you always call her that?
What?
Joanie, you always call her my sister.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I mean, sometimes you call her Dr. B, but you never call her Joan, or Dr. Bryant.
And that bothers you?
It's a little weird, isn't it? What do you call her face to face?
Dr. B, usually.
Really? Doesn't she hate that?
Yeah. But she likes it better than me calling her Joan. I tried that for a while, and she was, not pleased. Calling her Dr. Bright was too damn stuffy.
What did you say?
It just meant calling her Dr. B was just
You called her Dr. Bright.
No, I didn't.
Do you think I'm a complete idiot? I know I've been a bit slow. I mean, I have been recovering from 2 years spent horizontal and unconscious, but I haven't completely lost my ability for critical thinking.
Mark.
Dr. Bright is my sister. My sister, your therapist, and Sam's doctor are all the same person. And it makes sense. Joan would have changed her name after leaving the AAM.
Actually, Dr. Bright was the name the AAM gave her. I'm surprised you didn't remember that from when she got fired.
They never referred to her by name, just that doctor. Most of what I heard about it was from Charlie, and I think he was kind of afraid to talk about her directly. As if they had some sort of alarm system that would go off if you said her name out loud.
Well, you never know.
How do you know that's her AM name anyway? Is that another thing you dragged out of her? Did you make her talk about the AM like you've made me?
Mark,
Jesus,
just...
for once in your life, shut up! And stop wanting me not to be mad at you! You're not powerful enough to make that happen!
Fuck you!
Oh my God! Why do you insist on being such a dick? What was the plan, Damien? Did you really think I wasn't gonna find out?
Yeah. How did you find out?
Well, like I said, I'm not an idiot. I guessed it a while ago, and oh, whoops, you also left your phone here, and you've got appointments with Dr. Bright and your fucking iCal.
You looked through my phone?
Do you really think you can be indignant about this?
It's password protected.
Oh my God, we've been sharing a room for 3 months. I've been able to divine your iPhone password. You also seem to have my sister's office, cell, and home number, which I know she would never give out to a patient.
Please, please tell me you didn't call.
Of course I fucking called, Damien. I would have kept calling if you hadn't come back.
What did she say?
Lucky for you, I got her machine. On which, by the way, she calls herself Dr. Bright. So I guess you've only got her work cell, which is a small mercy. And yep, thanks to you, the first contact I've had with my sister in 4.5 years is leaving a fucking voicemail for her.
What did you tell her?
Nope. You don't get to know that. You've lost your sharing privileges.
Mark!
Stop it! Stop using your ability on me, you absolute... Ugh! I told her the truth. I told her that I'm with you and I'm safe, and I would have told her where we are if I hadn't slept through the last part of the drive and I had any fucking clue, and that I missed her, and that I know that she was the one who saved me, along with Sam.
No. I saved you. I'm the one that risked my life walking into that place, and I'm the one that carried you
risked out. Risked your life? Damien, you've never risked anything. You stay in your little world where you get everything you want and you never have to worry about anyone else.
I worry about you. You could be part of that world I've been trying to get you to.
You've been trying to get me to be your minion, your sidekick. If you actually wanted a friend, an equal in this, you would fucking tell me the truth about things.
You know more about me than anyone.
I didn't even know your real name.
How?
There's a lot you can find out from someone's phone.
Jesus.
It's like you didn't even bother to legally change it.
Why would I? People call me what I want them to call me.
Of course. God, I can't believe I've stayed with you for this long.
Then leave. You don't want my help? Fine.
I can't leave, Damien, because you want me to stay.
You know what, Mark? No, I don't. You want to go running to your big sister? You be my guest!
It doesn't work like that. You know that.
It works how I say it works!
You have to mean it! What do you want from me? Why do you even want me to stay so badly?
If I hadn't lied to you... If I told you up front that your sister roped me into helping you escape and I deviated from the plan, what would you have done?
Deviated from the plan? That's fucking rich. You kidnapped me.
What would you have done?
Well, probably nothing. I mean, I was really weak and I can't resist your ability even now, so I guess I'd still be here.
Exactly. You'd still be here. So what would have been the point in telling you the truth? Huh? It would just would have upset you.
Did you ever just consider... I don't know, not kidnapping me?
I needed to see how your ability worked. Dr. Bright would have never let me anywhere near you if I handed you over.
Handed me over? God, I'm not an asset for you to trade. You sound just like them.
Who? The AM? Yeah, I'm nothing like them. I don't want to experiment on you. I want you to use your power however you want.
Which is usually however you want. Oh my God, your lack of self-awareness is on a new level.
I can't change who I am.
But you can change how you behave. Don't you get it, Damien? Your power isn't a blanket excuse. It's an enabler. You don't have to lie. You don't have to manipulate. You choose to use your power this way. But if you could use it differently, you could choose to be better.
Why would I? You think that I need to not use my power as much? That I need to start treating everybody like they're worth something? What does that give me? Not all of us can be lovable Boy Scouts, Mark. Not all of us want to be.
You don't have to behave like such a sociopath.
Boy, you and Dr. B really are related. Both narrow-minded, sanctimonious...
I'm just looking for a little decency in you, Damien. Forgive me for actually trying to like you. I know nobody's ever made the attempt before.
So why bother?
Because I'm stuck with you. You want to rob into your Batman or however the fuck you're thinking about it, and so here I am. I'm not going anywhere, apparently, unless you want me to. So I'm trying to make this bearable for myself.
I thought we were having an okay time. We've been, you know, bonding.
Is that what you think we've been doing? I've been detailing every atypical ability I've ever encountered over Greasy Takeout.
That's not bonding to you.
I'm more than my ability, Damien. I have other interests.
Okay, fine. We talk about your other interests. Jesus. I didn't realize it was a manual on how to be Mark Bryant's friend.
Do you remember what I asked for 2.5 months ago? One of the only requests I've ever made. I asked if you could get me a camera, so that I could keep myself entertained during the day and take pictures when I go walking around at night. But you didn't want to have your picture taken, which of course I never said I was going to do. But because there was the slightest possibility of inconvenience for you, you didn't do it. I know you haven't had a lot of people in your life, Damien, but you're an adult, you're smart. Figure out how to be a fucking human being.
Robert.
What?
You wanted to know my real name? Robert.
Oh. As in Rob or Bob? Or do you go by the full thing?
Just keep calling me Damien.
Okay.
So? Is that... Are we good?
Are we good? No, we're not good, because you shared a tiny sliver of basic personal information? No, Damien, we're not good. God, you're unbelievable. It's not that simple.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to have not kidnapped me and screwed over my sister and tried to make me think I fell for an imaginary woman and then lied about all of it. Can you do anything about that?
To be fair, you also thought that Sam was imaginary for a bit, and I genuinely know nothing about her, so I don't think you can really put that one on me.
Oh my God, I am so sick of people lying to me and fucking gaslighting me. You can't just worm your way out of the truth whenever you want. Jeez, this is exactly like the AM. Director Wadsworth was always trying to convince me of things that weren't true. When I was resistant, she would tell me that if I didn't exercise my power, it would rot me from the inside out.
Mark.
That I had to use it for them, for their experiments. And even though I know that isn't true, sometimes I still feel like my insides are gonna spill out through the top of my head.
Mark, just calm down.
And here you are telling me that you don't know who Sam is, and I don't know if I should believe you because maybe it's just another lie and you do know her and you hurt her to get to me, and this entire time I've just been sitting here and you-
Mark, I promise I'm not lying about Sam, but you need to calm down. Something's not right.
Damien, if you don't shut up and start listening to me and what I want, I swear, you need to start telling me 100% of the truth. Or I will knock you out and drag you home by your shoelace.
Mark, please just sit.
Don't touch me! Hey, Damien, what are you doing? Damien! This isn't funny. Wake up. Damien? Fuck. Damien! I don't know, I just pushed you away and you collapsed. Are you okay?
I feel weird.
What happened?
You were shouting and something was wrong.
Yeah, I'm pissed off.
No, you're mine. I was doing something funny.
What do you mean?
It felt different. I wanted you to calm down, but you wouldn't. Your mind started pushing back and it, It hurt.
How does it feel now?
Can't feel it, really. I don't think you want me in there. That hurts my feelings.
What? Oh, boy.
What?
Yeah, I see what you mean. You definitely feel different, too.
How?
Let me try something. I can leave.
What?
Do you still want me to stay?
I want you to want to stay. And I want to tell you the truth. Wait, what?
Oh, fuck.
Mark, what's going on?
When I left, did you want to follow me?
No.
Okay, we've got a bit of good news, bad news situation going on here. Good news, I'm 98% sure that I've got my power back.
That's amazing.
Well, there's still the bad news. I think I may have hijacked your power a little.
Huh?
Yeah, so I can't feel your want anymore. But you're being really honest with me with minimal snark, which is something I've been desperately wanting, so... Also, I can feel it. Your power. You're right, this is unique. I feel like I'm wearing your brain as a hat a little bit.
That's creepy.
Yeah, sorry, I'm processing.
God, I don't like this. I don't like how this feels.
How does it feel?
Lonely.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this has sort of happened before. Sometimes when I would flex my ability around telepaths, I would just end up yanking out their thoughts and then sort of shouting into their heads. Like, they wouldn't be able to go into my head until things kind of balanced out.
So this will balance out?
I don't know, Damien. This is new territory. And I clearly had a lot of stuff built up, and that just kind of exploded out. Why aren't you freaking out?
I don't know.
You're weirding me out. You're so blank-faced and calm. Of course. Because I want you to be calm, so you are. Is this what it's like for you all the time? People just behaving how you want them to? Without you even thinking about it? Oh my God, say something!
Please don't leave.
What?
I don't feel right. Please don't leave.
God. Don't worry, I'm not gonna leave you. Not in this state.
Is there something wrong with me?
There's always been something wrong with you. Sorry. Yeah, Damien, something's wrong. And I'm sorry to do this, because it's a shitty thing to do, but you did it first. We're leaving. This time on my terms.
Where are we going?
To see my sister.
I don't want to do that.
You know what, Damien? For the first time, what you want doesn't matter.
Episode 32 was written and directed by Lauren Shippen and produced by Misha Stanton. The voice of Damien is Charlie Ian. The voice of Mark is Andrew Nowak. Our music is composed and performed by Evan Cunningham. For more information about the show, special bonus content, and official merchandise, please visit our website at thebrightsessions.com. You can also like us on Facebook, follow us on Tumblr, and on Twitter at Bright Podcast. The Bright Sessions would like to thank Elizabeth Laird, Anna Laurie, Elizabeth and Matthew Harrington, Ken Hertz, Alyssa Adler, Oswaldo Rossi, and Authentic. The Bright Sessions will be taking a hiatus in February and will return on March 1st with episode 33. Until then, thanks for listening and stay strange.